Hello.
Good morning, Raul. How you doing, buddy?
How are you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing pretty good, hanging in there.
Okay.
So just wanted to touch base with you on the email I sent to you last night. Are you at work or in front of your computer?
Yeah. I was looking at it earlier, a little bit earlier. Hold on a minute.
For some reason, I'm not seeing it myself. There it is. You had a chance to print off the attachment by any chance?
I was gonna print, I got busy with something else, but I can do it right now. I'm looking at the visit they want. They're still asking for that login information and stuff like that.
I got clarification on that. What that's called is decision logic. It's a temporary thing, and you'll actually be on the phone with them when they do it. And they'll just look at the statements and make sure that that no other deposits have been made by any other banks as far as, taking another loan out. And then it goes away. It's not something they have access to again, you know what I mean? What'll happen is if they were to log in from a different computer because of the IP address, it won't allow them to actually get into your bank account. But it's just to check to make sure that there's no other loans that were taken out right before they fund this loan. Just because they don't want to overextend you. They don't want to put you in a bad situation.
Right, okay.
That's what it's for. Sorry about that. I got clarification yesterday. It's kind of a new thing they started doing. It's happened to a couple of my clients. But it's just a temporary deal so they can just check the account to make sure there's no other loans out.
Yeah, okay. They sent me this one back. It says for seller. Am I supposed to sign the one which says seller or for grantor or what?
Both actually. So you're going to sign. So basically, you're the seller and the guarantor. Because the way it works is we're lending you your future money, is the way the loan is looked at. So you're going to sign as both the seller and the guarantor on page 1, and also on page 9 as well.
Yeah, both.
And then it
And
says type of business entity at the top. They put sole proprietorship in there again, but it's actually I think you just circle the one. You'll just circle LLC there.
okay.
Yeah, just circle LLC. Everything else is the same. So just sign as seller and guarantor. Initial, obviously, at the bottom there too. And then on page 9, you've already signed it on your end over there. But they just wanted you to print out a new one because they corrected your federal tax ID number also.
Oh, okay.
If you see that there. And
Yeah.
then what was the other thing here? I actually need to save this on my computer real quick.
On this DBA, I do have a DBA. It's called Kingston Transport, but it's no big deal, right?
Nah, don't. Yeah, just they don't need to know about that. That'll just create more problems. So on the top portion of the ACH agreement on the third page there of the printout, they just need the routing number and the account number also.
Oh, they put it in. I'm okay.
Yeah, that was just left out. And then please provide an additional ACH form for check for analyze account ending in 4303.
Yeah, now this one, business name, I'm going to tell you, they didn't have nothing written down on it. That's what I'm
What?
talking
Okay,
about.
I sent you another copy of that at the
Yeah,
bottom where
but
it just had the FOSH. Hopefully that came through for you this time.
yeah, it came through.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, so we'll just need that one filled out. And then it says title of the trucks or most recent payment statement if vehicles leased. I don't know what truck they're talking about there.
I don't know either. The all the plug there is the ACH.
What's that now?
Most of them are ACH, except lately I've been I put a stop payment because I'm having to pay one on a different basis. But in my automatic ACH, sometimes I don't get paid when I'm normally supposed to, because before I had a factoring company, and when they put that tax in there, manufacturing company pulls out, so I don't know when exactly I get paid from my client. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
But I can give you what. I don't know really what they want on the. On what they're talking about.
Do you know what I think is? Let me look at your. Let me look at your application real quick. You may have put on the application the use of funds was for a truck or something like that for repairs or something. Let's see here. Houston Transport. Okay, so for the use of proceeds, it says equipment. What kind of equipment were you purchasing?
What do you call it? Air compressors.
Air compressors, okay. Let me see what they're talking about in reference to the title of the truck. Okay. I'll find out for you.
Okay.
But other than that, do you understand everything else then?
Yeah, I should be all right with it.
Okay, and then from, so I'll find that out, then by the time you're finished with that, I should have the answer for you, hopefully.
Okay. That'll work.
All right, buddy, sounds good. I'm going to walk over to underwriting right now and see what they're talking about as well.
Okay.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay.